This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. With COVID-19 hospitalizations on the rise, Colorado hospitals are reactivating a center that helps transfer patients in response to the pandemic. CPR's John Daly reports.
The state's hospital association says it's seen a significant rise in COVID-19 hospitalizations over the past several weeks, with some reporting capacity and staffing concerns. Through the center, patients can be transferred from a hospital that doesn't have enough capacity or needs to move patients for a different level of care. Hospitals first activated the system in November of last year to deal with a surge of COVID-19 patients. It was deactivated in February as vaccines rolled out and hospitalizations declined. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
A language immersion program in a Fort Morgan elementary school is so popular, there's now a wait list for students to enroll. About 200 kids at Columbine Elementary are taught half the day in English and the other half in Spanish. And the idea is to build bilingualism and cultural camaraderie. Nick Nug is the school principal.
What I anticipate happening is actually through their educational careers, these children are going to have a very strong bond.
Studies show bilingual children outperform their monolingual peers in both focus and reading comprehension. Columbine Elementary is the first school in Fort Morgan to implement a dual language immersion program. Cooler temperatures for the Front Range today, highs near 80 for Denver. You're listening to CPR.